Today's Journey to Wellness in Indian Country is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School Duluth Campus, serving the needs of rural Minnesota and Native American communities. Fort Snelling needs a name change, says the Minnesota Historical Society. That is the historic site, not the fort itself. So they've been holding meetings around the state to see what Minnesotans are suggesting, and the public comment period closed last Friday. They want to know how to best reflect the different kinds of stories now being told there. Roxanne Gould is Ojibwe and an assistant professor in the College of Education and Human Service Professions at UMD. Dr. Jim Rock is Dakota and the director of Indigenous Programming at the Marshall Allworth Planetarium. They say Fort Snelling's name isn't the problem. And furthermore, Dakota communities have told them what the problem is and what they should do about it. The state just doesn't like what they heard.
A fort is about a wall. And not a bridge, you know. And in terms of architecture and making good relations, anticipating positive outcomes from relationships and trade. But a fort embodies just the opposite.
Forts were the outposts of imperialism.
Male military.
They were the male outposts of imperialism. They were set up just about always in some of the most significant indigenous places of power. So they were also about erasure of the original peoples.
Is renaming Fort Snelling going to make anything better at all?
It's a coat of paint on rotten wood. In terms of one thing also, it's our sacred site. It's where the rivers come together. That term is bedote, where rivers join. And the confluence of all of that, regional watershed movement, that positive movement of lifeblood, mini, wakpa, mini is water, wakpa is river. So bedote at that joining place is like Earth Mother's navel. It's very feminine. And so in terms of ecofeminist, pedagogy here, that's where the male militarist presence had to control and like Roxanne said, erase powerful women, consensus, circle, leadership. We are the Ocheti Shakoying Oyate, the seven fires nations, seven starfire people. That naval center point that connects us to the star above as well, sky and earth. So that totally, breaks that connection. It destroys the balance. It's not an easily described philosophy. It's very non-Western to love this place so much that she embodies everything your mother would. So renaming that isn't going to help.
It totally negates the genocide, the brutality, the violence, the war that led up to almost the complete destruction of the Dakota peoples. Some years ago, there was an effort to look at making Fort Snelling an Indigenous language immersion school. There was leadership from an Ojibwe academic who went around and interviewed primarily Ojibwe people. They interviewed, I think, a few Dakotas, but primarily Ojibwe people. And then they held a meeting and said, we're going to create this language immersion school. The Dakotas showed up in droves, and they were not happy. They said, would you turn Auschwitz into a Yiddish language school? The Dakota people have made their wishes known. And this is what MHS needs to abide by. These institutions are always willing to co-opt some individuals to say, well, we can do this. We can look at both sides of this and keep this and make sure that history is, both sides of this story are told. Well, you can do that without the fort. The fort is not the original fort. It's been rebuilt a couple
at taxpayers'
times.
Taxpayers' expense.
At taxpayers'
millions
expense.
And millions of dollars.
It sounds almost like there needs to be something else at that land?
Yes.
Thank you.
Take down the fort. Restore Bedote back to its natural state. This is what the Dakotas have asked for. Kids can handle this truth. And what we need to do is get kids out onto the land. Our earth is in serious trouble. Ecosystems are collapsing. We need to connect people in an intimate way to the land, so hopefully we can come up with solutions and how to be better relatives on this planet. Indigenous people lived in Minnesota Makoche for thousands of years without harming the environment. Settlers argue that that land was purchased legally. Well, the way that that land for that fort was purchased was with $200 worth of trinkets and 60 gallons of liquor. Sitting with a couple Native guys saying, put your ex here, after they were intoxicated. So it's important that we create pathways for them to come home and have a voice here.
We can't go somewhere else. This is our center of the universe, Makoche Chokaya King, to hear Dakota. My Dakota father was Sisitawa, and he was one of the last, we believe, seven first language D speakers until he was about 12 years old when he went off to boarding school. But I'm very proud of him, and he was such a loving, wonderful ambassador that he modeled how to love people into changing their hearts and their minds. There were still many I saw in those 30 years that didn't listen. All the .govs and the state organizations that are supposedly protecting the land. No, they only want to change so far.
It's really about what narrative is it that you want to perpetuate? And keeping the fort up perpetuates a narrative. Mm-hmm. It perpetuates a narrative that Native people were pushed aside. They were dominated. They don't really like to talk about the genocide piece. That word they often leave out, but that definitely occurred. So it's what kind of a narrative do you want to put forward? We need to work together and create a different narrative.
It's a positive vision, at least, that we need for hope. Our granddaughter, our Tokoja, is seeing the inequity and injustice. And how do you prevent the bitterness that is going to follow that awareness? You can't be ignorant about it. And once you're aware, you must change. It's a transformational, deep root change.
You have to have courage. There has been Indigenous people that have tried that kind of slow process of change. At Fort Snelling, they put Fort Snelling at Bedote on the sign. There were people that were
pushed back, upset
and pushed back, like, what's going on here? Just over the sign change.
We can't pronounce that.
Yeah.
What is this word?
People are going to push back because they don't want their privilege challenged. It has to be, if we're going to move forward and survive as peoples, as species, as communities, we have to work together. We have to listen to one another. And Indigenous people have some pretty amazing ideas about how to do that. I hope that people stop and think that maybe this change could be positive. There's still a place for all people at Bedote. There's still an opportunity to learn all of the history, but learn it in a natural state. I think how positive it would be to restore the beauty of this natural place together and say, we're taking this fort down together.
Wopitatanka, thank you.
More information about the Fort Snelling project is available at the Minnesota Historical Society's website, and we'll get a link set up from this story so you can find more information.